Okay, so being more in the middle, saying, okay, like I agree with the scientists saying that we don't yet know, but then I don't necessarily exclude the possibility that there might be something bigger. But you mentioned the probability of things becoming or being created, let's say, from randomness versus somebody. I'm not sure there's evidence or any kind of a calculation done for that, because I could also say that, yeah, the probability of everything happening from randomness is probably, I would say, is higher than it is some being that created us. So I don't think there's, again, like that probability is also based on your belief, based on your approach. And we always have to take into account how our brain is actually works, how our brain is designed. And so we are limited by how we perceive things. Yeah, because our brain really wants to have that space, that belief. It makes us cozier. We feel better. We feel sort of like, nicer in our life versus if somebody tells you everything in random, life is darkness, you're gonna die and go nowhere. It's devastating, and you live every day, you sleep, and then you're like, man, there's no point. But then when you believe, it's a different coziness. It's yeah.
From your perspective, your personal opinion, what's a difference between faith and religion, or can we
For me,
separate them,
faith
or we
is
cannot
something you
separate them?
believe without any scientific evidence to it, without asking for a proof, without asking for a measurement or seeing it or something. Religion is something I don't really consider religion as faith at all, because religion is to me a set of ideas that you ask you to trust some things on faith. Take some things on faith that there is some guy who can see you when you do things and who can punish you in some way that you can't imagine. But that's the faith part of religion.
Religion is basically faith plus rule, plus regulations, and plus I can believe in God, but that belief would be on my own terms, or God or whatever, like some supernatural being. Faith would be that you believe it, but you believe it on your own terms, or on terms that's maybe like agreed with your roommate or whatever, like a group of small group of people, let's say, that you share them with. Religion would be more, okay, you believe in it, but then there are a certain set of rules that if you believe in it, you need to sort of follow. So for me, I always sort of think of it this way, like if you believe that in animal welfare, and if you go against, if you don't believe into animal cruelty but animal welfare, then you shouldn't necessarily eat meat. That would be the religious approach, but the faithful approach that yes, I believe in animal cruelty, but I enjoy a steak, then that would be more faith kind of thing. So I know it's a very simplified example, doesn't necessarily, but
No, I think we need
religion
simplified
is
examples.
following rules. And as somebody who has practiced I've practiced Islam for some time, it's I do know that there are lots of regulations that you need to follow if you really want to consider yourself as religious. But you could also be there's also a middle ground between faith and religion. That's when you do a cherry picking of certain rules and regulations, and you follow those. And then when somebody
So like bare minimum.
bare minimum, or let's say you have 5 rules or 10 rules, and then you follow half of them, and somebody comes to you and says, why you don't follow the sixth rule? And you're like, yes, but I follow the fifth rule. And then, no, but why you don't follow the sixth one? Yes, but I follow the fifth one. And then this conversation goes. So, and I find people more in between that, so faith versus religion. Because then you're kind of, you want to be a winner in both sides. If God exists, then you have done enough. And if it doesn't exist, it doesn't matter. So.
Okay. So I think I understand your point, and I think I agree with that. I would say religion is faith on steroids. So if you give more unnecessary rules and regulation to something that you want to believe in, that would be a religion, and religion would be something that can give you a set of rules. And when you, let's say, you begin on a path of just faith, then you have to find your God or I don't know your things by yourself. But I think religion just gives an easier answer, and that's how
It
people
also
follow
gives you a
it.
methodology. It says, okay, look, there's this, but this is the way that you can actually achieve this. This is how you would do it. But with faith, you don't necessarily have rules. You can believe in it, and you know, sort of, it's not organized in a way. There's no hierarchical organization or a structure to it. So.
Okay, cool. I have now I think we can move towards the next segment, which is the spiciest segment of all, because we are
Yeah.
spicy. So I'm gonna put some thought experiments or thought statements, and I'm gonna get views from all of us. So the first one, do we need God or God needs us? Do you need an explanation as well, or you understand from
No, I
the
think
statement?
it's clear. When do you need we? When you mean we, you mean like very general humanity. Okay.
Humanity.
Not aliens,
Humanity.
not Martians. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Not
Do they need them? Maybe we
rich
should
people,
introduce.
billionaires. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so do we need God or God needs us?
I think we should ask our guest first.
Okay, Manu.
I don't know. I don't think that question is important. No, it's
Okay,
not
no,
about
that's fine.
this
No,
kind
that's
of
fine.
very
That's
good
fine.
answer as
Saying
well.
that this is not a question I need to answer is like how I go with it. Like I mean what I mean is that no, the answer doesn't have to be there,
Yeah, no, it's
is
fine.
what I mean.
It's fine.
It's irrelevant. That question is
I mean,
irrelevant in the context of belief. That's a very good
the
answer, I would say.
okay, no, but it's a thought statement, so it doesn't need to have an answer, but it's an explanation of, for
Yeah.
example, I can go for it when it says, do we need God or God needs us? For me, the statement identifies that, did we create God or God created us?
Okay.
So in that sense, at the end of the day, until you are believing in something, it only exists until you believe in it. And God wouldn't exist if you stop believing.
Yeah. There's evidence only to one of these statements. I mean, when you said that did God create us or did we create God? I think there's enough evidence to say that we created God, and there's not enough evidence to say that He created us. So if you take it from a scientific perspective,
Well,
you know what I mean? So.
sorry. Yeah, I think some people might
No,
disagree, but
that's why I
okay.
said from a
I think
scientific perspective, from a belief system perspective, yes, then this is a question that doesn't have like both ends of the question sort of are valid. But from a scientific perspective,
okay.
anyone who asks, we have evidence only to one of those, not the other.
Okay. Well, from my perspective, there's an
What
answer.
is the?
So the answer is both of them. God needs us because he needs believers, and we need God because we need a sense of direction.
That's true, yeah. We definitely need a sense of direction,
Do we
especially
need
in 2020.
God even if we don't need any direction?
Yes.
No,
But we
like
need direction.
some people don't need it.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Okay, some people like Rahul.
God needs me, right?
I like your question, Manu, and I think the short answer would be yes, we still need it. We still, as long as we exist, we need something
Why?
to do.
What would happen if we don't have anyone,
So
like
that brings
even
me to the
if we
sec
don't take
yeah.
any direction from anyone?
What will happen if we don't take any direction? Nothing. But that doesn't mean that we don't need it. Like for example, the way I see it is that we need a belief, or not system, but a belief. We need to believe into something, just as we need to eat. If you don't eat, you will die. Whether your death matters or not, that's a different question. But I think that the belief element is an important part of your mental stability and mental being. And having said that, belief doesn't have
Yeah.
to be, in this case, to a supernatural entity. You can believe in your own government, you can believe in yourself, or you know, into
You can believe that
you
you
are
are
God yourself.
inhaling oxygen. No, I mean, it's also a belief because you can't see it, right? You can believe that electricity is flowing, but until you prove it, you
Yeah,
can't see it.
anything, so sort of that notion of your in your brain to hang on to something, to hang on to some sort of an element, to some belief, is important. Otherwise, how can we sort of survive and exist and move forward?
Okay, that brings me to the next statement, which is, does society without religion can survive or not?
Is this today? Is this today,
Can.
or is this like would society survive without?
In
Okay,
future,
today in
today in
future, not in
future,
the past.
today in
Okay,
future.
yeah.
That's already answered. It is.
Well, in the past, because it already happened, so.
That's true. It
It
can
can
survive. Yeah.
survive.
I'm not sure about this because of the complexity of the modern civilization. Like, I live in Estonia right now, and I see many people claim to be, atheist, and that they don't need any god or anything, but they still grew up in a context which was built by the belief in something. So it's kind of like I don't have any proof that no religion would actually lead to a better world. Like, even though it sounds good in theory, and like I'm not like I don't really like the biases that come with religions, but at the same time, I don't know. Looking at how stupid people can be in some situations and without an external direction, I don't know if religion was like taking out religion completely would really be better off. Look.
Okay,
Um,
Kamran.
it's a very good question, and I think I would answer it slightly different, is that we need a society where different religions and faith systems can coexist. And that's the hardest to come by, simply because it's sometimes two different systems of beliefs are so opposite, that
Opposite.
it's impossible. But if any society manages to keep this balance and to create this balance, I believe that the necessity for religion over time, as technological progress goes, will diminish. It will not completely go away and disappear, but if a society develops its education system that's also not biased and sort of, is a bit more open to all of the perspectives, then as the time goes on, there will not be necessity for belief systems, but they will still exist. And so that's I would answer it in such a way, though. What I'm saying is very utopical, and I personally think that humanity in general has a higher probability of self-destruction than it has of becoming interplanetary, or even like our solar system.
Peaceful,
Or
peaceful
well,
existence.
there's no element of peaceful existence anymore, because we look at the climate change and the way things are. I think we will have to think of a way of existing.
Well, if you believe in climate,
Climate change is not a belief. Come on, man. Climate change is not a
I know, I'm not. It was a joke. It
It's
was a
not a
joke.
belief, but I agree. Some people think that it's a belief.
I will answer this question from my perspective. Can society without religion can survive or not? I wouldn't say it. I would say it cannot survive because in the end of the day, it will create its own new society, which have some set of rules, and those rules will parallel a religion. So in the end, it's inevitable to have, it's a constitution. For example, every country has a constitution which gives a basic set of rules, equality to all, freedom of different things. And these are the rules. And even if we take religion out of, let's say, a community, eventually they will build some common rules, like regulations that, we are all equal. We can do this. We can do that. So the name might change, but it will still exist. And I can bring another example that how it will coexist in future, or it is actually coexisting right now, because in India, We have several gods and goddesses, but at the end of the day, there's also a supreme god, which is very similar to a Brahmic religion god. But anyhow, no matter what people belief system is, religion is kind of a part of a culture. So even when Indian space organizations, they launch some rockets to the moon, you can see they do some rituals which are religious, but then that's a bit more symbolic. I mean, at one moment we are talking about going to the moon, and the second moment we have a moon god, and right now they both coexist, and that's a good thing about India, that since Hinduism is kind of a open source religion, people can accept new things, and I think being flexible to that fact is more important, and that's how
That's why I like
coexistence will
India,
work.
that and Talif.
Hey, yeah, Kamran, when you said two belief
Manu,
systems
you
are
had a question.
completely opposite, like, can you give an example of?
I will tell you why I said that. So, and the reason why I said that is because I know it from even like the current conflict that's happening between Azerbaijan and Armenia, is that on a larger scale, yes, those religions, like we're talking about Abrahamic religions, let's say, and let's say Hinduism or Taoism or some other. On a larger scale, yes, certain concepts are similar and everyone agrees. Now, the devil is in the details, because if you start bringing, let's say, a five religion communities and say, guys, now you're going to live together, that's where you're going to have issues, because when you go down to the details of a daily life or a daily lifestyle, that's where you're going to have issues.
You choose the level of disagreement, right? Like, you can choose to, ignore some elements, and but like let's think about this. When it comes to business, most religions agree that you when you take money for something, you deliver what you promise. Most religions say the same thing. That leads that is enough
It's a
tolerance
good
to
value.
for two communities to trade and live in the same place. But if you bring in when you take money for something, you only bring this kind of this color and this shape of the product, then it's a huge problem.
Manu, I mean, my point of view is that I don't know, many religions have, I mean, that's why we have religions, because everyone has a different point of view. But it doesn't mean that we cannot live together. I mean,
Okay, from that perspective, there will be difficulties of coexisting. I as Rahul mentioned rightly, that you guys live in that environment, and I think partly it's a cultural
I
thing for
mean,
you.
like his part of the world, in his part of the world, like Caucasus and Iran, like all the neighbors, like they are monotheistic religions, that everybody needs to be one person, like
Yeah, but
their
I would
identity is
disagree a
really
bit, because in
like one
Azerbaijan
thing.
we do have other religions, but it's just mostly Shia Muslim. Even then, it's not practiced on a daily basis. So there is that coexistence, but I take it more on a global scale. I take it more on a larger scale. I think in maybe in smaller proportions, though. Again, you could argue that India is not small; it's 1 billion people, and that people from different backgrounds come together. Maybe it's possible, but I just personally, I don't. I feel that we're probably going to have more disagreements and issues as the time goes than being able to coexist together.
No, then I think opposite of you. I think since I live in certain environment, I've grown up in that, and I see kind of Europe is also working into that direction. So I think we
Yes,
can
but
coexist
it will take only
in
one
future.
person to sorry, but to fuck it all up. It will take only one person, only one or two persons to be able to completely mess it up. While it is possible, it's a very fragile
Yeah, of course. A
peace
peace is
cri
quite
yeah
fragile,
and
yes.
a balanced coexistence is very fragile.
So we have also another last thought statement and last thought statement I have. But before that, I want to ask you, do you know about this movie Batman v
I
Superman?
know it.
It was not a very nice movie, but there was this quote about God. It was from this Lex Luthor in the movie, and it said, If God is all powerful, he cannot be good. If God is good, he cannot be all powerful. I can explain a bit. So this quote really refers to that if God can do everything, he cannot be good because he's also doing bad things. And if God is good, then he wouldn't destroy something or everything. So he cannot be all powerful. What's your take on it?
Manu,
yeah,
what do
that
you think?
Kind of contradiction has always been there in my head growing up, and that's partly the reason why I chose to distance myself from the beliefs. It is so contradictory to what they preach in the books that God wants the best for you, and also he's controlling and seeing everything. The point is, some really bad things are happening, and that's yeah. And also, if he's really that good, he should be able to forgive me also when I do some bad things. So
yeah, and like, where's the limit of badness? Yes, it's correct. What do you, Kamran?
It's a very interesting, very good statement, and I think while it's difficult to just simply agree with it, because I can already sort of predict in a way, if you would say this to let's say somebody who's very religious, but also he's very knowledgeable in religion, who has read a lot of books and etc. There will be some pretty good arguments towards this. But I personally, yeah, I agree that you cannot, be all powerful and good at the same time. And I think all the bad things that you would do, they would be justified from the people who, you know, say that he's good. They will be justified as a good thing, for whatever reason. And when you say this quote, you know what I remember? I quite sympathize with Ricky Gervais as a comedian, as just as a person. And in one of his stand-ups that he did, he was talking about this case where you remember the Icelandic ashes that closed. You remember what the eruption of the ash volcano, and basically he couldn't fly in, and he said that basically because he couldn't fly in, the flight company was saying that basically they cannot get in. Because the insurance companies were saying that the ash cloud is an act of God, and then he was also questioning, and he said, "Okay, what if you believe in God? That's kind of the definition of him. Is that everything is an act of him?" And then he makes this sort of a funny reference. He says that, like, imagine somebody calls to God. He has a direct landline, insurance company representative. He says, "Dear God, you know, hi, you know, is that you? Yeah." And it's like, did you make a tree fall on the John's car, whatever, at on Thursday at 5 p.m.?" And then he says, yeah, that was me. Yeah. And then he says, did you make this happen?" And then at some point, when he says, "Did you make I don't know a cat fall of the tree on this avenue?" Then God responds, "No, that day I was busy giving aid to babies in Africa." And and it's kind of like you know, he just sort of makes a joke about it to just show that it's not possible. Like, if you believe in God, by definition, everything is an act of him. Absolutely, everything is an act of him. Good, bad, you know, middle, whatever things. So I think it's a very strong statement, but it comes from Lex Luthor. So I don't know how. how trustful of a source he is, given though he's a villain.
His background. Yeah, but anyway. But I think you both of you gave quite great answers.
I have a question.
I would agree as well, and I think I don't have to add anything on
if,
that.
Yeah.
Okay. God isn't that powerful.
Yes, go on.
He's not all knowing. Would you accept then? Would you accept the existence?
No, because
I mean,
that's kind of the whole
selling
point.
Let's say they adjust
the message
a bit. They do kind of rebranding. And they say God exists in specific situations when it is critical, but other times he lets it it lets the show run on its own.
No, I can answer this question. I mean, it's not like I'm atheist all the time. Sometimes I'm believing in God, but it depends on the situation because some things are really out of your control because you cannot control your mind. But I think it's just a Jedi mind trick that you can just believe that God exists and then you ask for help from God. And if you get the task done, then you can always thank the God. And if it didn't happen, then you're like, ah, God had a better story for me. So in a way that you're giving yourself a different story to make you feel better. So I would believe in God. For me, it doesn't matter to believe in God or not. So I believe in God and not.
Yeah, but
in
you
God
say it
time.
Like this simply. But if that definition of believing in God comes with preconditions, like, okay, Rahul, you say you believe in God. Prove it. Have you done this? Have you done that? Have you done this? Do you do this?
No, then I will go towards
yeah,
the other
exactly.
perspective.
Because
no,
then I can also say, yeah, I believe in God. But if you don't do any work towards that to show that you actually...
Why? A belief is a belief. A belief doesn't need proof. That's
well,
what,
certain religions would disagree
yeah.
with you.
Okay, so I think we can go towards concluding remarks and I can begin. So it was a very fruitful episode. There's a lot of things that we didn't go through, but there were a lot of things that we did. And I'm happy that we were able to understand each other. And we all had a different point of view. Even our spectrum over faith is quite different. So it was interesting to hear both of you and even myself. I think I learned a lot. So I would thank you for joining.
Yeah, overall...
And you can make concluding remarks
me,
as well.
Religion
so
is an interesting subject, but overall... but not really much to conclude over yet. but thanks for the discussion and I really enjoyed the exchange.
Thank you, Manu.
Thank
and
you.
My concluding remark that is maybe first of all, before you love your neighbor, maybe love yourself first. And also don't necessarily do things that feel unnatural to you in their core. And always educate yourself, always learn, always read, explore, try to expand your knowledge and not get stuck in one sort of a viewpoint. Because as there are many opinions in the world, there are as much counter opinions and counter arguments. And at the end of the day, whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you content, whatever makes you enjoy your life and you know daily existence, ultimately that's what you should be going for. So.
Yeah, and I can just say one last word, the last three magical words that it doesn't matter. So whatever you believe in, because if there's a factual belief, if there's a fact that already exists,
yeah.
so whatever
nobody
you
cares
believe,
about you exactly.
Okay, but.
You.
Thank you all for listening to
Thank
us
you.
And
Thanks
we'll go
see you on the next